What's up, family? Welcome back to Yesha Bloom. This is your brother Rozzy Fi, and I want to thank y'all for listening. I hope everybody's having a good May. Welcome to almost the beginning of summer, my favorite time, because my birthday is right around the corner. But anyway, today I wanted to talk about something. I'm paraphrasing from a show. I don't want to name that particular show because I don't want to get copyrighted or anything. And it was something that a character said that really struck a chord in me, and I feel like a lot in my life and in the past, and more so as well, you know, in times of turmoil, and as well as I've noticed in other people's lives, this common theme of self-destructive behavior, I would say. And so the idea is, don't destroy good relationships in your life because you hate yourself more than you love other people. And to me, that really means there's many times in my life where the right support came along, whether it's through a teacher or a counselor or a good friend, and I couldn't receive it. And there was a lot of times where I would resist togetherness with communities and environments and people that really are trying to build a connection with you, all because I had more of a hatred for myself that would overshadow, you know, the love others are trying to show me. So therefore, I would not even allow it in. And times, there were many times actually where I would withhold my own self from others because I felt like, well, I'm just not good enough to be in this environment. I'm just not like one of them, you know, or whatever it is, the many things that we all feel that cater to our self-esteem not always being in a place where we're able to receive love and care from others and support, you know, even though it's sad because many of us are, you know, looking for that. It's human nature to need support, you know, so I don't feel like there's just one demographic of people looking for that and one people isn't. We all are in one way or another. And a lot of times we may not be able to receive that support because the hatred that we have for ourselves overshadows other things, and so therefore we put ourselves in a box. Or I would say I used to put myself in a box. I would not allow myself to work in certain environments because I thought to myself, well, I'm just not good enough to be over here, or, you know, they're gonna notice that I'm from a different part of town and it's just gonna not allow me to, you know, thrive. And so therefore I would build these scenarios in my mind that would solidify these fears and doubts that I had that were not always based in practical reality. And I would follow these things, you know? And so sometimes I would disappear on people before I assumed they would disappear on me. And then when you run into them again, you make up some clever little thing about, oh, well, I broke my phone and I don't have your number anymore. But in reality is, I felt unworthy of that friendship and or connection, and I had to separate myself from the situation because there's this strong fear that there's something so wrong with me that I will ultimately affect the well-being of other people who I perceive are on the up and up or in a better position than I am in my particular moment. And so therefore, I'm protecting you. But really, I'm protecting myself, and it's also a self-destructive behavior because it's an act, in my opinion, of leaning into the idea that I am a hindrance or I am a problem, and or that because, you know, whatever said things that I haven't been able to either forgive myself for or conditioned to believe about myself, you know, regardless, these things tend to be the main focal point that govern those particular moments in my life when I am not very open or flexible to meeting not only new people, but meeting people where they are, you know. And sometimes some people have so much space for others because they're in a place where they want to be that now they can have space for you as well. And sometimes I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't even perceive it like that because I was too busy, you know, in my own state of mind, which for me and for everyone else who that happens to, you know, that's just how it is, human nature, you know what I mean? But it's being able to recognize that sometimes maybe these moments of, you know, perception or reaction to things, you know, takes away from the richness of experiences in this world or with other people, because I may feel like I have some form of inadequacy that just can't be overlooked. And a lot of times we're our worst critics, and the things that in which we judge ourselves for, a lot of other people may not even notice. And so I've been, you know, more so in my life learning to, as I've spoke on, not only letting people in, but receiving the things that they say, you know, and really digesting these things. If more than one person says something, you know, nice to you, and it's very similar to what every person is saying, then there's got to be some truth there, you know. And why should it be so difficult for us to believe in, you know, uplifting words than it is for us to believe in when people are trying to tear us down? We're so quick to latch on to, you know, self-doubt or you ain't, you know, whatever people say, instead of, you know, I'm great, I'm wonderful, I can accomplish things, and I have something to offer, and I am where I belong, you know. It shouldn't be as hard as it is for a lot of us to move that way, to think that way, to speak that way of ourselves, you know. And it takes work. That is the reality as well. You know, none of these things change overnight. We all battle with things in a different way. But sharing them helps us to, you know, not only feel less alienated, but like, you know, there's potentially a solution. Even if something someone else does doesn't work for you or me, you know, you can take maybe a bit of that and tweak it in your own way and combine it with something you already do, and bam, you found your own recipe. You know, you never know. That's how interesting things can go when you're like, you know, one of my old bosses would say, in the flow, you know, and we all know about the flow state. You can talk all day about the idea of that, but ideally, getting back to the conversation at hand, I find that even when a person, including myself, could really, really, really want affection, could really, really want the care and comfort and security of friendship of others and such, we may not even be able to get that because we're not realizing that we may not allow ourselves to have that, you know. And not just like, oh, I stop myself because I just am afraid, you know. It could be really self-judgment, you know, it could be self-doubt, amongst a plethora of other things it could potentially be, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, through my own inductive reasoning and self-reflection of myself, you know, I've noticed somewhat of a dynamic of being when I've lived within these ways and confines of thinking about myself, and the way that the world interacts with me, in this case, other people. You know, I've really realized that, you know, when I've looked back on my life and I've been in depressed moments and such, and I'm like, man, what happened to said person that I met at a show that like had the resources or really wanted to collab? Like, what happened to those people? I was doing this and that, and I knew this person and that person, and suddenly they're gone, you know. And you know, it's life. We all grow apart, we fall off, you know, we age, and you know, life goes on. But there are moments where I've asked myself, like, what happened? Like, it's almost like I was in an autopilot state so much to the point that I didn't even recognize when good or bad things passed through my life. It was just everything was bad, you know? And so things would go by in almost like a dream. And then when I'm conscious again and I'm dealing with my life and I'm, you know, becoming more aware of things within myself, I can recognize the fact that and remember the conversations I've had with some people that really enjoy you, really enjoy your company, you as a person, but they simply tell you, hey, you know, we're just not on the same page, you know, and you're an awesome friend, but, you know, this is too heavy for me. And some people can look at people like they're judgmental or they're not open-minded or empathetic towards the needs of other people. But at the end of the day, sometimes we have to have boundaries, you know, and sometimes certain people are not good for us, and that's just the way it is, you know. It's better to speak that to a person than to deal with things that aren't good for your health, or, you know, to make others feel like there is more connection there than there really is, especially if you're hiding who you really are in any form or fashion in this particular setting. But at the end of the day, I think that is a very important thought to think about in terms of family, friends, jobs. You know, it's not necessarily just romantic relationships that this these things apply to. When people hear love, they automatically think romantics, but you know, love is universal. Love is many different things, and it occurs with many different people in our lives. And that genuine connection with, you know, mother and child is love, whatever. Point being is, excuse me, that there are many different types of connections we may have and share with other people, but we won't be able to flourish in these connections and grow the way that maybe we may envision we want to grow if there is a strong sense of self-hatred. If there is a part of yourself that overshadows the best part of you, that keeps you in a place where you can't expand, or you're afraid to expand, or you just don't even believe you can, you're not even worthy, then, you know, my opinion, it doesn't thwart you from living a fuller life or one day, you know, rising above it. But in the moment, it can and potentially will draw lines and wedges between loved ones and friends and family, because sometimes, and I used to do it so much, like when I'd be invited to like Thanksgiving dinners, and you know, friends and families of people that I really knew and cared for would invite me because they knew I didn't have, you know, a home to go to, I would not even take people up on their offers. I would disappear and go sit on the corner somewhere in Hollywood by myself, you know. I would go deliberately put myself in a position of loneliness and then turn around and tell myself, oh, see, this is what my life is worth. I'm lonely. You know, it's kind of like playing a game with myself at a time, when in reality it is, I was running away from love, because the hatred and the disappointment and the dislike that I felt for myself, and that I fear that other people will be able to see in me and not like me and be abandoned, let me just abandon others first, you know. And so that's what I kind of see, you know, in that behavior pattern, in terms of hating yourself more than you love someone else. You may lose some of the best things in your life. You may lose time to connect with, you know, family members you may have fallen off with before, because you still have a certain level of strong dislike for yourself, or maybe a mistake you made or something. And that's just the make or break be all for you. And so with that in mind, you haven't been able to allow other people in. And so it's okay that maybe we haven't talked to people in a long time. It's okay that we may not have, you know, told someone happy birthday this year. If someone's genuinely a friend or a family or a loved one, they're going to be understanding. You know what I mean? They're going to be understanding, and they're still going to be excited to hear from you, you know, because we're in this together. In my opinion, we're all living on this earth, and until we go away, we're in it together, you know. So we might as well be more understanding of the woes and the changes and the ebbs and the flows that we all go through. You know, no one should be really holding anyone to this crazy standard, to where, you know, someone's having a moment in their life and they fail to reach out as consistently as they once did. You know, that shouldn't be a cause or grounds for expulsion of this person, you know what I mean? Like, or yourself, you know. If you have tendencies like that, it doesn't call for us to put ourselves in a box and say, you know what, I bet there's a whole world of people mad at me right now because I haven't called anyone, and so therefore I'm gonna just keep doing that, you know, and be a self-fulfilling prophecy. And then when you talk to people, you find out they've been waiting for you the whole time, or they've been trying to get to you, but you weren't hearing it, because once again, the love they feel for you is overshadowed by the hate you feel for yourself. And so, you know, take the best and reject the rest with that. I just wanted to share that. I thought that was brilliant when I heard that, you know, in terms of a person who destroyed their life and destroyed beautiful connections with people because they had too much shame and too much personal guilt that turned into a strong hatred for the self. And that strong hatred governed not only their attitude, but it affected their ability to connect with others and also to build meaningful connections that last. And so I hope everyone has a wonderful night, week ahead, and here we go.